should stay at Andy Horton.
Come and help her out for the first few weeks.
Maybe the guy broke in.
Okay. What would you say about a woman who was going to have a baby? You
didn't talk about it.
They just didn't talk about it. Yeah.
Not my grandmother's time. Didn't talk. Didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Might have known what you did. Say nothing. Mm-hmm. Well.
And would you ever hear him talk about a child that maybe its parents weren't married? They have different terms they would call it. It didn't have any names that they'd call it, though.
Bastard.
Yeah, okay.
I replaced the bastard of the fabric. That was a scene.
Yeah.
You asked me so.
Yeah. Okay.
If he was really out of place.
I guess so. And what about if a child kind of was like one of his parents, you know, looked like him or acted like him maybe, so.
Spitting English.
Yeah. Would they ever say favors them?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Takes after, maybe?
It takes after the bad side of the family.
Okay. What about names? How would the children get their names? Like, how'd you get your name?
Well, my father was Walter, but mm-hmm. I'm not children. My name was Walter. And I think the middle name come from my grandmother's brother. He was Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I told you about the Swiss ancestry. The first old Pasha was her ancestor, and he was Mark.
Mm-hmm.
They stuck to the family names pretty good.
Did they?
Yeah. Like my grandfather was Virgil Herbert, and the first grandson was my brother, and that's his name, Virgil Herbert Zala. My grandfather was Reason. They named them, used family names pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then I have a cousin, they named her Rebecca Jenkins, and that was her, my grandmother's mother was Rebecca. So they were naming them. And another aunt over here was Sarah, and grandfather's sister was Sarah. So they stuck to it pretty good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I haven't got into name yet, but my grandfather come out of a bunch of HL Rhesus. He wasn't but 17. Now.
17.
And yeah, two weeks ago, Sunday ago, when I said we had the old house, we had a quilt that his 13 sisters made. Each one had squared. And also included on it was the mother and the grandmother.
Isn't that something? Hmm.
And that made 15. And the 16th one was a near neighbor. It's kind of irregular, I say.
Uh-huh.
All 13 of my grandfather's sisters were on it.
How about that? You want to have something like that? Is everyone put into?
10 of them got married and had big families.
Uh-huh.
Around here. I mean, they all stayed around in this area.
Mm-hmm. Gosh. Bunch of relatives.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My aunt that died the other day in Springfield, she lived in Springfield last year, so like she was 93, I believe. But I think I heard her say one time she had 118 first cousins on
wow.
both sides of her family, mother and father.
Uh-huh.
So she added them all up.